All right, call the meeting order, salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Okay, we're gonna follow the same format since we're still under these COVID emergency rules. Gonna limit the business to just business that has to be done tonight in order to continue village operations. I'll open the floor briefly for anybody that has any comments. Folks came out tonight, if you have something that is really of interest, now's the time. Okay, thank you. First of all, I think I'm gonna go right to swearing in the new people, introducing. And we have two new persons that are on board tonight. I've been hired. First is Julia Moldoff. Julia.
Julia,
not
Morgan.
Not Morgan. Did I say, wait a minute? Yeah, it is Julia. Julia Moldoff.
Sorry.
For those of you that don't know, Terry Breeds has moved to Postenkill. She is no longer eligible to sit on the board. So I've been discussing things with some members in the village, and Julia has agreed to accept the position until the next election, which for her, in her case, would be March of 2021. So then she would have to run to fill the balance of the term at that point. So this would be just an appointment until that point. So Julia's right here. Debbie Coppola, sitting in the back here, is the new court clerk. Rita Peters has gone on to something else, and Debbie is taking over for her. So if both of you want to come up, we'll get you sworn in, and we all set to go. Okay, so if you raise your right hand, both of you come on up. Yeah, just spread out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Move it over.
Okay, so you can repeat the oath after me. I state your name.
I, Debbie Coppola.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And
the Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of state your office.
Court.
Trustee.
Court.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Okay. Congratulations.
I'm just giving back to you.
So
I'll have them sign, and then I'll sign, and we'll be good.
You can sign those, and
glasses steam up.
Don't you sign that spot.
All right, so I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the April board meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by, I'm writing it down. Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carry. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report for April.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Questions, concerns? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Old business is the trail maintenance agreement. So the history of the trail maintenance agreement is the original agreement and called for some significant changes to the insurance for the village to carry in order to indemnify Niagara Mohawk or National Grid and the state and whatever. We countered, proposed that we would provide them as an also insured on the policy that we have without purchasing any additional insurance. They have agreed, so we are now set to sign this maintenance agreement with the Greenway Conservatory for the Hudson River Valley. So I'll entertain a motion to enter into this agreement.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie, second by Guy. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay. The election, just for all, for informational purposes here, the election that was to be held on March 18th, 2020, that was rescheduled till April and then was rescheduled indefinitely, has now been rescheduled for September 15th, 2020. So Rich will be running at that election. And all of the petitions were in prior to the March 18th election date, so there will be no change to the ballot. But the election day will be, has been set for September 15th, unless they change their mind again. And just, you know, just to reiterate that Julia's, because she was just appointed tonight, she's beyond the March election day, so her election period would be next March. Okay? So just to put that out there. So we have a year-end meeting just to review spending for the year, close the books. I think it's the 27th, right?
Yes.
It's March 27th. So we'll be meeting here at 7:30 to do the final year-end transfers and close the books. No other business will be discussed.
What's the date again?
I think it's the 27th. It's the last Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday, May 27th.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Same time?
Yes.
7:30, yes. So there's in your packet there's the yearly invoice for estimate for ponds and beyond to take care of the village pond out here, make sure that doesn't fill up with weeds and whatnot for $1,470. Where did I skip?
Well, new business starts with
A. Oh yeah.
A, not D.
Okay.
That's okay. You can get to it.
I'll go back. Okay, summer employment. So last year we had two kids that worked with us, college guys that worked. I talked with Jay and Pete. So a few things. We were talking about in June hiring somebody that was going to take Jay's place. So effective June 1st, Pete is actually going to be the person in charge. Jay is going to assist him, work with him through the last date till his retirement, which is October 26th. But Pete will be in charge effective June 1st, as we had discussed. We had discussed that in May we would look to hire someone to take Jay's place and then only hire one summer help person. So I think we need to wait on hiring somebody for Jay. My biggest concern is that there's unemployment out there and I don't want to bring somebody on board, send them through all the water training, all the road training and all this stuff to get done over the summer, and then have fall come along and the guy, whoever it is, gets another job. You know, so I'd rather see how this, hold off on this till the COVID kind of shakes out and we see where we're going with this. And still talking to Jay and Pete, just putting on one guy would be sufficient for the summer. So Kyle, who worked with us last year, is available to work again this year, still in college, and he can start anytime because he's working from home. So So I would like to start him next week, if that's, you know, agreeable to everybody here, so.
I'm agreeable.
So.
Did a good job last year.
I'll entertain a motion to bring Kyle on, starting Monday, the 18th, is it?
Yes.
All right, so.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. And this is to hire Kyle, I don't know his last name.
Sasso, S-A-S-S-O.
Sappho, effective March 18th, same deal, $1 over whatever the posted minimum wage is. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Village-wide garage sale, which is scheduled, was originally scheduled for the second Saturday in June, which is like June 12th, right?
13th was scheduled for. What do we want to do with it?
I think that we postpone. And, I mean, with, you know, I don't think we want hundreds of people wandering around the village. You know, money changing hands and all this stuff till we figure out, you know, where we are until the county, Rensselaer County is not ready to open yet, although we may be ready to open in the next week or two. But as of right now, we have not met all of the statistics for or the metrics to open as of this point. So I think we'll get the best thing to do would be to get the word out that, you know, we're going to cancel the village-wide garage sale for June. And then we should think about what do we want to do. I mean, I'm thinking we should wait till September to have it.
Yeah, we'll look at it next month and see where we're at.
You know, because September 12th is the Saturday after Memorial Day, and we usually have a pickup or cleanup day in October.
Well, September 12th technically is sort of going to be where the Block Dance Day is. I mean, we have some dates already on.
Okay.
So we should just look at it next month and see where we're at and kind of go from that. We have dates on the calendar for different events. Whether they're going to happen or not, I don't know. That's all up in the air. Like everything else is up in the air.
So when you say, to go back to item B, the cleanup day, is that the cleanup day where we volunteer to go around the village?
Yeah,
no.
That's the one
where I volunteer out here, out back.
Yeah. With the roll-off.
I don't think we should change that.
We're still going to have that
for
next month.
That's all for discussion tonight. I just don't, we're not there yet.
Okay.
Well,
right.
Bob skipped it again.
Again.
Skipping his letters tonight.
I don't know. You know, I got a lot of stuff written down here.
When is the cleanup day scheduled currently?
It's currently scheduled for the
Saturday.
20th of June. And it really just consists of a couple of us employees.
Yeah.
We can keep our distance. The people come in, they can keep their distance. I don't think that we should cancel that.
No.
I agree.
People
I
look forward to that, and they've been cleaning up already because that's all they have time to do is clean up. So I think people really need to get rid of some stuff.
I agree.
Handle electronics.
All right. So we'll leave the cleanup day. We'll make sure advertising gets out that. We'll leave cleanup day for June 20th. And village-wide garage sale is to be determined.
Postponed.
But to be determined.
Okay.
Now I'm at pond maintenance.
Okay, there you go. You're up.
Pond maintenance. I'll entertain a motion.
Bob, just before we go on, do we want to do any sort of like appointment to sort of control the flow of people on that cleanup day?
We never have had an appointment for cleanup day, only done hazardous waste days.
Well, they kind of stay in their cars, so.
Yeah, so we'll.
It's not like they're going to get out.
Yeah, we're not going to. Yeah, we're going to have them stay in their cars now. This year.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of go up to the cars, so they don't really leave their cars anyways.
So, and yeah, and then that's going to be one of the new rules for this year, just because of the way things are. We'll have them stay in their car, and then we will unload their vehicles for them.
That makes sense.
Okay. Pond maintenance. Entertain a motion for that. Do we start to get there?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
We had a gentleman in last year for for the pond?
This is the same person.
The same guy.
Yeah, last year the estimate was a lot higher because of course it was $2,300 for all that cleanup and all that stuff that he did. He's not doing that this year, he's just continuing maintenance. So that quote from last year, which was $2,655, is now $1,470 for just regular maintenance like he does once a month all the way until October. He'll start next month and he'll end in October.
Did we put an extra pump in there last year?
They're both in there, yeah. Because you wanted more aeration.
That's not taking care of the algae?
Not in and of itself, no.
You still have to maintain it.
All right, so looking for a second.
I'll second.
Who was the first?
Rich.
Thank you.
Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right, so we've had a discussion about eliminating the late fees on taxes and village services. So at this point, it's really too late to do anything with water. We should have handled that in March if that's something they wanted to do. But we're already into the late fee period. Some folks have already paid it and actually paid the late fees. So we've been doing some research on it. And in your packets, there's a letter from NICOM. So the payment of late fees on taxes is set by statute, state law. So it is not within the power of the village to forego any late fees on taxes. Unless the governor gives us permission or he issues an executive order waiving late fees for a period of time. So they talk about, in here it says this, so as you know, villages generally do not have unilateral authority to extend the interest-free period with respect to payment of property taxes. This may only be done pursuant to Subdivision 2 of Section 925A of the Real Property Tax Law, which provides that during a state of emergency, the governor may, by executive order issued upon the request of the chief executive officer of the county, town, or village, school district in the affected area, extend by up to 21 days, so that's the other thing, it's only 21 days, for the paying of taxes without interest or the affected area, in the affected area. Extended by, not interest or penalty in such county, town, city, town, village, or school district. Such extension is granted any taxes that are not paid by the final date, so provided those taxes shall be subject to the same interest and penalties that would have applied if no extension had been granted. So what they're saying is that even if he agrees to waive it, it's only for 21 days. And if someone pays beyond those 21 days, then all the penalties are back on anyway. You only get that 21-day window to pay without penalty.
Which is a 5% savings, but again,
only in those 21 days.
Only in those 21 days,
yeah.
Correct.
On the 22nd day, it's right. Still a 5% penalty.
Still 5%, yeah.
And the first of August would be an additional 1%, and the 1st of September an additional 1%.
Right.
Same penalties would go back into effect mm-hmm. as if the law had not been extended.
If he grants the first extension, though, can he grant the second if we're still deep into this?
If he comes up with one, but he hasn't even granted the first one
yet. He hasn't even
yet.
Done this one.
I mean, nothing's been said about it. He has to grant that to the real property. He has to make that executive order, and he has not done that.
So the question arises, it says that we can request that the governor make this extension or make this 21 days or whatever, get permission to extend it if we want to. And then I would have to write a letter to this person that's listed here. And says, just to be clear, this is not a guarantee the extension will be granted, but at least you'll be on record as having made the request. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I'd like to see that the village board in agreement write a letter, even though it's not going to be guaranteed, and send it as a standing for the village.
Okay, did you want to make a motion for that?
I'll make a motion to generate a letter.
Requesting an extension of the penalty period for the 21 days as outlined in the,
Because I'd like to see it on a record, even though it might not be guaranteed.
Yeah.
So.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any discussion on that part of it? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I'll work on the letter with you.
Okay, but my other question is, does this go with refuse too, or just with?
That's the second thing. So that's, this is second. So, let me see here. I got an answer on that just recently, just tonight, actually. Let's see, here it is. So, this is with regard to refuse, because I had sent her a letter, I had sent a request over to NICOM that says, I asked, do service fees like water, garbage, sewer billings fall under this statute? Can we extend the period without the governor's, or the period meaning, or the payment period without the governor's permission? So the answer that came back, and I'm going to read it because you don't have this in your thing. Depending on how those fees were established, resolution or local law, you do have some flexibility. If it were set via resolution, it can be changed via resolution. If they are set by local law, it's a little more complicated, but still doable. With respect to other types of fees, payments that are established via local law, local governments do have the ability to extend, modify late penalties and payments, payment dates by promulgating an emergency orders that suspends the relevant local law. Such action may only be taken after a municipality declares a state of emergency. Again, you should, you know, it says to defer to their local guidelines. So the village has not declared a state of emergency. We've been acting under the county's state of emergency issued by Rensselaer County. So that's if it's a law. So this is the other thing we need to find out is, I know the rates are set by resolution because we can change them from time to time. I don't know about the penalties if there was ever a local law when we established the garbage, if we, you know, if the penalties were set forth in the local law with the billing of, or the amount to be charged for garbage pickup to be determined by the board by resolution. So we do still need to look into that.
I'm going to do research tomorrow and see what I can find.
Okay, and again, if it's, you know, if we're talking 21 days and 5% on the garbage end of it,
well, garbage
it's like
10.
It's like 10 bucks.
Well, it's 10% on garbage, 5% for tax.
Okay, it's 10% on garbage. Okay, so it'll be 20 rate. Bucks on that. So, so we can do that. We're going to look up, find out what it is. And if it's done by resolution, we can waive that for 21 days. We can make that next month because they wouldn't be due until July.
Right.
It wouldn't be late till after July 1st. So.
Bob, I have a question. Is that so that 21 days is no matter what the fee is?
It's just for the first 21 days of your late fee period. So our late fee period would start June 1st to June 30th is no penalty. So July 1st to July 21st, if we were to waive it, you'd also have no penalty. After that, the penalties are back in play.
Did you hear that, Guy?
Yeah. Hey. So that, and we're sure of that, because, I mean, I would like to, if we're able to, just waive them completely. This year.
Waive late fees?
we have any flexibility on that, I don't see.
Well, this is what we're going to look into.
Oh, you're talking about refuse. We have no more flexibility with tax. Tax is already set. That one is set by law. We only have 21 days we can even do if they grant it to us. But you're saying for refuse?
Yes, I'm saying for refuse.
So if we have any latitude there, you want to.
Well, we can talk about that again next month after we find out what the answer is.
Right, because we have time. They don't go out until the end of the month.
They go out in June. They go out with the tax bill, right?
They go out by June 1st, the people will have them.
Right, but they're not due, they're not late until after July 1st, so.
We can discuss it at our.
Yeah, so we can discuss it at the June meeting, pass a resolution to do whatever it is we're going to do.
If we can.
And, you know, and then we'll figure it out from there. We'll send out information from there. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Okay, next on agendas, we have a new law enforcement mutual aid agreement here. This is pretty much the same as we have currently. It's an updated version for this year. So, did you get the email from Dave on this guy?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so this is something we want to hold till next month, then?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't go into effect until January 1 anyway, so I think we have time.
Okay, because it looks like we're going to have to do a local law to allow, you know, put the chief in charge of this thing, so, okay.
So we want to explain that to everybody?
Yeah. So currently, the way it's set up is that the police departments in our area, so this would be Town of East Greenbush, Town of Skodak, Town of North Greenbush, City of Rensselaer, Village of Nassau, City of Troy. We're all part of this mutual community sharing plan for high intensity law enforcement activity. So if there's ever a situation that arises where manpower is needed, then any one of the participating law enforcement agencies can invoke this agreement and call upon the other agencies to come to their aid. So currently the way it's set up is the only one that can do this is the mayor. So the police agency would have to get a hold of the mayor in the village here, myself in this case for right now. I would have to approve that the Nassau Police Department could go and assist in this thing and in order to make it happen. The reality of the situation is these types of situations are very fluid. They're fast happening, and they're usually done police department to police department. So the modification to this agreement that they're looking for is that the chief of police in each of the organizations can be the executive that makes a decision as to whether or not the department should send manpower to wherever the situation arises without getting somebody like myself involved who's not really doesn't really do police work or whatever, because I mean, you know, if they call and say they need help and they gotta go, what am I gonna say? You know, so it's more, I think the chief would be more the correct person to make that decision and be able to allocate manpower as necessary. So, but in order to do that, we're gonna need to pass a local law stating that the chief of police would have the authority to invoke participation in this agreement if called upon. Did I say that right, Guy?
That's right. And the just a little bit more information, all of the other municipalities have either passed this local law or are passing it this year.
Okay.
So So another, East Greenwich, for example, passed this law in 1974. Rensselaer is doing it, city of Rensselaer is doing it this month. So it's, everyone seems to be on board. I think one of the things that happened this time around when they were reviewing the renewal is that they realized that there was a provision in general municipal law that required the chief executive of the municipality, and that's in our case be the mayor, had to make the call. I think all along they've been doing it police chief to police chief, and they this time around someone realized that that was incorrect. So this is really sort of a correction.
Okay. All right, so we're going to table this for this month, and Guy and I will work with Dave, mostly Guy, to get the appropriate local law set up, and then we'll bring that to the table next month.
Do we want to set a public hearing for next month, or?
Well, you said we have to pass it by January. Maybe we might want to wait and see if this clears up a bit so we can have a public hearing.
Yeah, we don't even know if there's public hearings allowed yet, except by, because right now there are no public hearings.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
I mean, this is allowed, but public hearings are a little different.
Right. So public hearings are banned except by Zoom currently. So let's wait and see if that gets lifted. I mean, if Rensselaer County is allowed to open, that we would be allowed to hold public hearings, I would think, under, you know, the guidelines.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Okay, so that's that. So even though we've already sworn these people in, we do need to pass a resolution to appoint Julia Moldoff, temporary board of trustees, taking Terry Breed's place until the next election date in March of 2021.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. And we want to appoint Debbie Coppola as the court clerk at an annual rate of $14,178, which was the same as Rena was making.
I make that motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
By Rich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. So you also have in your packets the certified payrolls Village plan year starting June 1st, 2020. So I'll point out, so mostly there's a 2% increase for our regular people. I raised, as we discussed, Pete Jurkowski was raised up to Jay's rate for the position as DPW superintendent. He'll be taken over on June 1st. Let's see what else I got here. Everything else is pretty much, you know, just the 2% raises we talked about. Except for Craig. Craig Surprise, we started him last year at $10,000, and he's been on board for a year. I think he's done a very good job. On the code enforcement end, he seems to be on top of everything that's going on, trying to get compliance within the village, not just going out with a big scattergun effect. He's focused and trying to move things along and get folks to comply with the zoning ordinances. So I raised him to $11,000 annually. And that was all budgeted for, but I just want to point it out. So any questions on this payroll?
I actually have just one question, but do we want to do it, make the motion second and then do questions?
Sure. Entertain a motion to accept the village certified payroll for 2020-21.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions?
So I have a question about, and we talked a little bit about this during budgeting. Given the basic shutdown of the economy, given the COVID pandemic and the slow return and really the uncertainty of how quickly we're going to be able to return to some semblance of normality, one of the things that we need to look at very closely is the money that we receive, revenue side, for sales tax. Right now we get about $80,000 per year. Last year we did really good because the economy was good, but you know, this coming year we may see a shortfall there. We also anticipate shortfalls in the fines and forfeiture line, which is another $45,000 that we might consider, you know, some portion of will be gone, given that there hasn't been much activity. The other one is the state aid at about $10,000. So my concern is that we need to look very closely at how, you know, the next few months go and when we actually can get back to business. One of the things that I would, I'm not going to propose it, but I think we should consider is the board foregoing salary. That's you know, close to $20,000 there that we could see savings on. The other folks, I wouldn't consider any change in salary, as you know, most other people, this is their job. We all have other means of income. Anyway, I just would ask the board to consider that. But I think we need to look very closely at the revenue side here.
I think this is a good discussion for the meeting on the 27th, when we have all the numbers in for this year.
Yep.
You know, and we'll see where that goes. As far as I was told, I mean, so far from NICOM, is that the state aid and the CHIPS money is still going to be is the same. There's no change there. The sales tax, absolutely correct. You know, we're not going to get what we probably not going to get what we budgeted for. We'll have a loss in there, and the same thing with the fines and forfeitures. I think are going to be significantly down also. So we will have to, in next year's budget, look to make some savings. So, but I think we need to see where we are at the end of the year here, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. So, because I'll have to go through this because I know there's some things in the budget that have to be that were paid out of fund balance and needs to see where the budget actually stands. So, which I'll work on over the next couple of weeks. Anything else? All those in favor of approving the certified payroll for June 1, 2020, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Audit bills number 408 through 430 in the amount of $11,346.58 in the general fund, and $506.27 in the water fund, and $3,765.43 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any question on any of the bills? Everybody signed off? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
I'll second it.
Second by Rich. Okay, we're adjourned.